Winston City Council Workshop, August 18th, 2025, 6 p.m.
Welcome, everybody, to the workshop. City Council, let's stand and say Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, we have had two councilors who forgot, so we don't have a quorum, so we're just going to go ahead and open up the workshop for now. And look at our new website, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of Council, you're free to go to an area where you can actually see the proceedings.
Something different.
Without turning your head.
But yeah.
That wouldn't be fun all night.
No.
Good evening, members of the audience. I hope everybody can see. What we're going to start with is talking about our old website. If anybody has visited our website in its current condition, this is what it looks like when you go on Winston's main page. We used to have a format to where what you see here was stretched on the, your wider screen that you would typically see on the Microsoft or Apple platforms, but it made it look atrocious. So we scripted it back down, and this particular website, our web designer has been very actively telling us for years before we even started this that it's very, very limited in capacity as it relates to aesthetics and the user-friendly nature on what you can do with websites. So that really spurred this, and this has been months and months. We even had some members of the audience as part of our website committee. I want to recognize Terry Fink and Mitch Beach here that came down.
Thank you.
Dedicated some of their time to volunteer work and actually give us realistic feedback on the direction we wanted to go on the new website. But as it relates to our existing website, one of the primary issues wasn't just aesthetics. It was actually, where in the world do we find things? The user-friendly nature of a website is crucial because when you're looking at trying to go in and get city resources, it's very easily you reach that level of frustration. I need a copy of a permit. I need like a land use application. I need something that maybe shows me properties within the city that I can navigate around. Maybe I'm interested in something that's being sold. Who's the owner? What are the upcoming events? What about meeting minutes, recordings for public meetings? All of such should be transparent. So it's been a major struggle keeping this website along those lines. We tried, but it doesn't have, and this is the website's or the web designer's language, it doesn't have a backbone, a designer's backbone, right? So it's very difficult to make those kind of flexible changes. But as you can see, we have announcements here. We have copies of the sewer newsletter. We have buttons here to, the biggest button right there, to pay your sewer bill, right? So there's that. You can see that. It's very visually aesthetic. But, we've got boards, commission committees there, legal notices and press releases, municipal code and ordinances. But when you really start getting into the nuts and bolts, I want to go back to the top here a minute. So, the homepage is the homepage that's here, but if you click on departments, once you click on that, it's going to take you to a page that kind of orchestrates each department page. We got the Winston PD, finance, the PD being resources in the law enforcement area. Finance maybe having budgetary documents, things of that nature. The Winston Municipal Court, or civil and criminal fines, I think things along those lines. They have the public works page, a page where you might find schematics or processes as it relates to right-of-way permits or sewer permits, lateral permit, all of those things as it relates to development. Parks, your resources on parks, all of the things that you need maybe for rentals or where they are. The planning page, Matt, if we could click on the planning page.
Is this the new one?
This is the old one.
This is
the,
okay.
We want to give you a realistic depiction of both.
Okay.
We want you to see the crowd first and then hopefully build up your...
I know, that's why I move forward. I'm like, what am I looking at?
This is the past. Okay.
I don't know if we can make it bigger, but it's a little on the... There you go. So this is the planning page. It's going to say community development, who the planner is, hours of operation, and then if you scroll down, you have your Winston Municipal Code, and then you have forms. These are land use applications. However, you're clicking on one link, but there's still a relatively high amount of confusion. Why? Because one of our biggest assets as it relates to looking at the city and properties in the city, the property ID number, addresses, zoning, we have a full geographic information system platform. But for some reason, through this website, we were not able to make it apparent enough, even though we made it in a big blue button. It still is not, hey, this is what it is. Click here if you want to click on that button there, Matt. We can show the folks. This is a powerful resource that took us months of going through. Is that not coming up for you?
No, it's loading.
If it didn't come up, it would prove our point even more.
It's loading a very large file.
Yeah, it is large. It's going to bring up a full mapping platform that will literally allow you to scroll all the way around the city, click on a particular property, a box will pop up and tell you who the owner is, property address, property ID number, assessment information.
Really?
It took us months, yeah. And it's a relatively obscure type platform. And we worked for a long time on that particular type of council. You can go ahead and join the council over there. I hope on the new website it does come up for you.
Yeah, still loading.
Will it load any faster on the new one?
I hope so. It's probably just this platform. What? Our little computer device over here takes a minute to make it. Okay, do we want to just move on?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go back up and we'll start looking at another tab. Did it freeze on you? That's why IT is here, so we don't have to go through these frustrations. There we go.
There we go.
We can just continue in this fashion.
Okay. That's good.
So you can try it there, yeah. That should pull up. If you feel so inclined, if you go on our website and anywhere in the near future on the current one that will be in operation for only the next few days before we transition and do the full execution on the new platform, there's a button in there, and it's a very powerful tool. If you click on that, it's going to bring you to that platform, and we're housing all of that information in the county's enterprise server. They're housing it for free, which is a substantial cost savings. But it's a powerful tool for the community. The point I'm going through this is nobody knows it's there because the web website is relatively obscure, and it's not, the current one is not user-friendly in that regard. So if you want to work with government. So there's a tab here to where it solely focuses on the government aspect. You'll see the city charter is there listed. Those are the rules on the foundation of the city and how that's orchestrated. Then there's the correlating municipal code and ordinances. Those are the laws that execute how things are governed in the city. Those full documents, PDFs, are embedded in those links. And then as you move on, you have meeting minutes, and you have all of those things as it relates to all of the boards, commissions, committees, everything along those lines. And then we have, well, a relatively minor amount of press releases, even though we've done a litany of them. It's a standing issue for the website. There should be a whole row of these here. There should be, historically, we should be able to house all of those things so that the citizens can do whatever length of research they want to do and go as far back as, you know, years and years. As long as we've been doing these sorts of things and putting it, doing the corresponding action of putting it on the website. But this platform can't house it. It's deficient in that regard. So you want to go to forms and documents. So you have, and by the way, I do want to give some credence. Our court clerk tried for a while. She was given the keys, and she tried to clean it up as best. And some of these aspects are as best as she came up with. And she is a very bright girl, but it just, yeah. So you have some forms and documents here, applications and permits. On any website, you're going to have some redundancies. You're looking for something in one space. You're going to find them in several spaces, and we want that. We want you to be able to locate it in any regard. If you want to scroll down there. So you have just a whole host of documents down here. Things that come up. Budgetary documents, our land use comprehensive plan. You want to get a good map in. That one's like 348 pages long, in case you feel inclined. We have our natural hazard mitigation plan, which has recently been mentioned. We have our fee schedule. We have all of those things that are listed. We recently did a housing needs analysis. You know, you have comprehensive documents there. But the problem is the bridge of trying to find the document you want when you just get it on the website, and the point to where you get 5 minutes later, you still can't find it, you give up. That's the normal inclination, is that I'm going to give up. And I do want to caveat that by telling you this does have a search function, but search functions go based on database information. So if you put one wrong word or do something, anything along those lines, you're not going to find what you want. You're going to come up dry with this. I'm going to go back up. Next time. So, citizen involved with that. You have your applications and your different things of that nature on here in case you want to serve in any capacity. You have application formats and all of those things are there for you, and they're beyond your resources. So just additional resources. Lots of websites will do this, but not of the unconforming nature that ours. It's kind of like a, hey, we're going to take you to everything, and then this last page is everything else. We don't know where to put it, so here we go. Which is still disorganized. We need organization, not just for these reasons, but a page like this drives someone like me insane. It just is one of those things to where it's, you might find what you're looking for, but it's the supplementary portion of the website. So you want to go back to the main page. Yeah. So scroll down. So we looked at this all the way down. So this is the tall tale sign of possibly a city website not conforming to what you would call a user-friendly platform. Is that you're scrolling all the way down, and it's like you get citizens that are looking for what they need on the front page. Mm-hmm. And you don't necessarily want to move past that. So what they think is the last resort, if they don't find it on the main pages, they want to contact someone. So once they get done scrolling the full length of the page, oh, hey, who are we going to contact? There's a number here. All of this is relatively easy to miss. This is where it typically is. And it's just a badly formatted setup. Yeah, go ahead and switch over to it. Now, so we'll go ahead and switch over to our new website and take you all the way through that. Hello. Hi, Councilor. Our council, mayor and council are over here.
Sorry, everybody, I had to shut off my irrigation.
So we're going to switch over to our new website. I want to give a shout out to Matt Biscayne with Photon. He's been working with us for months. He even worked with us through a natural disaster. I texted him some things we needed to put up on the website. He had it up in seconds, within a minute. He's very responsive, and he's worked his tail off on taking in all kinds of feedback on building this new website. Now, it still does need work, and we're looking for feedback this evening from the council and maybe even from the public on how you think we can improve this new website. So this is our main page. As you can see, it stretches the full length of the page without the loss or non-execution of the quality of the pictures and the pages. So a lot more of a professional look. We have our logo in the top left, but we also have these very transparent buttons right here in the middle. Public meetings, job openings, mayor and council, budget, city calendar, and pay sewer bill. These are some of the high traffic areas. So they were given designated upfront buttons for the public. You can click on it, you need to get to something. You want to look at public meetings? Why don't we go to that map and look at those first? So he just started to build this. It's been up for a couple of months. But what you'll see is you'll see a city council meeting, city council workshop. There's 8/18 date. You can't see it from here. But you'll see traditionally when you go on here, you'll see three buttons. You'll see a green button for agenda. You'll see another button for audio. And in the future, when we start recording our council meetings, instead of audio, you'll see recording, video recording, so that you can watch the proceedings. And then you'll see another button that says minutes. So all three of those will show for all of the previous meetings. Now, it won't be just that way for the council meetings. It'll be that way for Planning Commission, Park Board, Economic Development. All of those things will be showcased and provided to the public. Now, I go on quite a bit and look for these types of things. And I know that given some things the city has had prerogative on looking at, some folks have wanted to see report or listen to recordings, look for agendas. Well, they're easy to find. They're right there. We want you to be able to get to them without any kind of pain or anguish. You want to avoid. So, if you want to go, yeah, there you go. We got a blur for job openings. We don't necessarily need to gravitate around that. There's a job opening in the city. We want those that want to join our team to be able to find it in the same way that you need to find things. So, the mayor and council, this one has been somewhat of a struggle trying to gravitate it over. Mainly because I met with all the mayor and all the council members, and I rewrote their blurbs probably three times each, because I want to do it full justice. So we're going to have, your meeting's going to end. We're going to have pictures of all of your mayor and council members in these slots. And what ward, they've already been recognized by name by virtue of this page. But we're going to have pictures in this stead. We're also going to have just a small narrative on their life, just to place that connection from the community to your elected officials so that you can read about them and you can see who they are, so that then if you come to a proceeding later, I know them, I've seen them before. That connection is important for the council and the public. So if you want to go back. So the budget, we got a button right there. Go ahead, Matt. This came together really nicely because the past budgets are there in PDF form, and the web designer has made these links user-friendly and available across any electronic platform. That means if you have the frustration of, hey, I've got a Samsung phone, or I've got an iPhone, or I have something that, for whatever reason, there's an issue of bringing it up, it's there, it should be compatible across any of your platforms, because these are city budgets, and you should have access to them. Go ahead. So the city calendar, go ahead. We're really excited about this. This is not just for city meetings. It's for everybody's events and meetings. We have just a litany of nonprofits that are very passionate in the city that put on events every year. And what we're going to do is this is going to be a one catch-all for give us your information, when are your events taking place, we're going to put it up. And we have someone dedicated as a duty in our front office. Her name is Deb. She does a tremendous job. And one of the things that she's going to be doing is catching these meetings, catching all the information, and we are going to create a space for all of these nonprofits and all of these things that they want to do in our community so that you can see it here, you can pull it up, you know when things are taking place. If we have something canceled or we have something changed, or like for here, it was originally going to be a city hall, the council, in good conscience, decided to move it over because of the amount of folks that we might have. When there's a change like that, we're able to update it very quickly. We're able to tell the public, here's an update for you. And the calendar really does a good job of communicating that sort of thing to the public. And it looks a lot better. We didn't have a calendar in the old website, but the new calendar here, the website committee, they looked at several websites. They looked at the city of Eugene, Myrtle Creek, several cities, and we picked the one that everybody agreed that would be most advantageous for the public to go in and really get the information they need on meetings and events and all of those things, everything along those lines. So we're really excited about this. So the last one over there, of course, you want to pay your sewer bill, instructions. We have the online platform for you, and you can do it, you know, remotely if you don't want to come in.
I thought it was the utility bill. I thought we changed the version.
It is.
Yes.
Utility bill instead of
utility or services.
Semantics there, we need to change that. You're with the utility bill. If you want to pay that, because it's not just sewer, it covers five areas.
Mm-hmm.
It covers public safety, which is our PD, covers storm, transportation, wastewater plant upgrade, and then sewer, so five areas. So that's why it's our wisdom utility bill. So that is a misnomer. But if you want to pay that bill, you can do it online. I know that we have a lot of folks that are maybe they have their bank cut a check a specific time of the month. That's fine. You can keep doing that or come in. But having this ability from afar is a convenience to you. It's an extra convenience. Go ahead and go back. So up top, one of the things that we wanted to introduce, you'll notice from the old website that all you could do is click on those boxes up there. But with the new website, we have introduced what's called a mega menu, which is really like kind of a traditional way of navigating you around the website, kind of getting you, acting as a vehicle to get you to where you need to go. We've created two new tabs that would help bridge that gap with the community. Those two new tabs is residents and business. A lot of city jurisdictional bodies have these because we want you to know what kind of resources are out there as a resident, what kind of business type resources are available. There's an Experience Winston. I talk to a lot of people and they know where the wildlife safari is, but they say they've never been to Winston. So that's kind of a funny thing, and the main principal thing out here, of course, is the identification of the attraction, the wildlife safari, resources in that regard, but also anything else that could be categorized, including the identify side of some of our nonprofits here, the Independence Day Celebration or WAVE, Winston-Dillard Festival Association. And it's necessary for the city to recognize these folks out here because they've done tremendous work for years and years.
Yeah.
We got some up. Yeah, go ahead. To the government tab. So you are going to see some correlating things from the previous website to this one, but it makes it more user-friendly and more presentable to you. One of the things that it does is, if you want to click on that, we're doing this for all. We're doing this for all of our departments. Is we have information on the function of what that department does. We also want you to recognize someone if you need help. So we will be putting a picture of the department head, their name, what they do, so that you think to yourself, okay, that's what the person that can help me looks like. So if you need to go down and you need to get assistance, okay, I know them. The website is really, it's a powerful tool to bridge that gap. We haven't had this type of tool before, but we're introducing this to really augment and galvanize that connection to the public. Because we're here for you. We want to be able to assist you.
Thomas, when will this be available?
Well, after we get feedback today, if there's any feedback, we will implement that, but it can go live anytime.
Okay.
It has not been indexed in Google as of now, but this website is sitting on the server with our web designer, so at any time we can take the old one down and we can make the new one go live. And we're ready to do that. We have enough on here. Go ahead. We have enough on here that we are ready to do that. Sure.
Did we talk about, did we talk about going on a .gov platform instead of .org?
Yes. We just had a meeting on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be forthcoming.
Okay.
So we have, under the government tab or the mega menu, we have a tab for the city manager, community development, which is planning, that finance tab, municipal court, parks, public works, urban renewal agency, wastewater treatment, and the Winston City Police. So all of our departments, if you have some questions or something that's related to any of those disciplines, it's really, really easy to find. All you do is hover over government, and there it is. So the idea was to implement something that would be a lot quicker and easier in that regard. So if you scroll all the way down to the bottom. So you can see that we tried to implement some things on the bottom of the website that would run in concert with assisting folks that maybe they don't want to spend a whole lot of time on here. Maybe what they're doing is looking for a number. They're just wanting to maybe call someone, they want to come in, they want to see our address, they want to see our phone numbers, they want to see anything along those lines. You don't come up short when you scroll all the way to the bottom. We filled that in and given it just kind of the concluding text that it needs. You can go back. So, to conclude this, you have this mega menu, I want to, and you have all of these things that you can look for. Look, we're going to keep that back off.
Thank you for choosing to.
So, it gives you the stuff that you need in terms of whatever it is that you're looking for. I want to do X, Y, Z. It has a search function too, so you can put in keywords, and the search function is much more dynamic, meaning the database is a lot more prolific. So if you put in an errand word, or if you do something that maybe the database doesn't like, as long as you have some stuff in there, it'll pull up relative related searches to get you where you need to be.
Perfect.
So with that, I mean, it's not anything that, I don't think we went over this. Upcoming, if you scroll down, upcoming meetings there. Our front page is meant to draw your attention to what's coming up and what kind of announcements do we have. What are the really pertinent things that maybe people just want to be updated? And they want to gain some understanding of what's going on right now. Those are the things that gravitate on the main page in addition to resources for you. So it's not a severely intricate website. It's just a tool that's a lot easier to use, looks better, is more professional, and bridges that gap between the jurisdictional body of Winston and the needs of the citizens. But we do want to make it better. And that's part of the reason why we're here today, to look at this and to take any feedback from the council and from the citizens. That concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thomas, are you going to add an auto-pay option?
Auto-pay option.
Auto-pay is currently being researched. Thank you, Counselor. It's a feature that we have not had. The water district just gravitated to an auto-pay platform.
Yep.
We set up a meeting with Express Bill-Pay. Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily want to go down that route because after investigating, it looks like it would cost our citizens more money and the city more money just to be honest to offer them auto-pay. So we are researching that avenue on the city side.
Okay.
Not just doing it through your bank, but a city function to allow auto-pay.
Sure.
And please make it easier than the water districts, because I still can't use it. Easier for me to go down there. Okay. Would anybody like to offer anything for the website?
I really like that.
Would you please come to the podium? Yes.
Okay. You don't have to say your address. Do I have to say who I am?
Yes, you do. Yes. And your address.
Terry Fink, 1100 Abraham Avenue. I really like the way the city calendar is set up.
Yes.
I really like the way that ended up. Very cool.
Thank you, Terry.
Yes, ma'am.
I bossed him. Very. Yeah. And you've noted on there to change the sewer bill to utility.
I have, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. And will that police, when you click on the police, will it take it directly to the police station or just give you information about the police department?
That's a good question. The link will take you to the police department's current Facebook page right now.
Oh, okay. Facebook page.
The old website has a full Winston Police page that's separate from this. And our web designer is going to need to work a little more to reformat that, to put that on our new website. The problem is we can make a link to that page, but that page is part of the old website that would be eliminated anyway.
Right. Facebook.
Right, right, yeah. That's the only connection that we have right now until the Winston Police Department main page can get overhauled. Which is forthcoming.
But it'll take them to your Facebook page and...
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Okay.
That's what will keep most updated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm echoing here. Okay, is there anything else anybody would like to add? Wonderful, Thomas. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We're going to adjourn the workshop, and we will reconvene the council meeting at 7. Promptly. So if you need to take a break, now's the time to do it. Thank you. I will. Cool for it. I'm going to.
How do you think they won't come up? Oh, there you go. They had a lot of problems.
I got those drops tomorrow. I get the cataract surgery, so I can't see very good.
That's a fair point. It's supposed to end at 8, but
okay. Usually goes. You want me to make sure everything works?
Well, this council felt this was important.
I just hope I set the right website. I want to make sure. So if you didn't get it, let me know.
Workshop adjourned 6:38.